Okay, wonderful. So, I mean, my name is Ming, and I'm a pastor for a ministry called Operation Dawn. And we work with those people who've been under the control of drug, or, you know, who've been taking drugs for years. And they're willing to make a U-turn in their life, that they say, you know, I want to surrender myself to you. I want to, you know, because I cannot do anything. I mean, I'm helpless. I want to change my habit. I want to take up my habit. So it's a privilege to walk together with them, you know, because, you know, they're giving us their life. They say, you know, I want to change. So when they come here, when they come to our place, a lot of them, you know, have been taking drugs for 10 years. And, oh, are you here? Oh. Okay, sorry. Can you hear me? Okay. So they've been, you know, I mean, in drugs for 10 years. And it's a privilege, you know, to allow us to work with them. So they stay in our facility for 12 months. And if they're willing, I mean, at the end of the program, they have an option to stay another 8 months. For me, you know, I've been just in the job, you know, in the ministry for 6 months, but I've been volunteering for the past 2 years. For me, it's an eye-opening experience. God allowed me to touch the lives of those people and allow me, you know, to walk together with the journey for them. Some of them are successful. Some of them, you know, relapse. But again, you know, there's a poem saying, you know, if you take a different path, then you see a different scenery. So I'm grateful and joyful that I have the opportunity to do so, and I'm also, you know, in fact, you know, Pastor Paul, right? Paul, who spoke here last week, you know, he is also a volunteer with us, and he taught, you know, he came every week and to teach, you know, the student over there. So this is, you know, what I do, and again, you know, thanks for having me this morning to share, you know, the word of the Lord, you know, with you. Let me pray before we start. Dear God, again, we give thanks to you for this morning. And we give thanks to you because you sent all these beautiful people, the beautiful people of you here to worship you. And I'm sure you're happy to see us. And I'm sure, you know, you're pleased when we're here. As I share your word, I pray that your spirit will be with us. Open our hearts, open my mind as we share, so that the two can be connected. We ask that you'll be with us. Bless us. In Jesus' name we pray together. Amen. Today this topic is on change, or I mean challenge. I mean, those two words, you almost, you know, intermix with them. I mean, change always come with challenges, and then challenges, you know, always associate with change, right? Oh, this is a question for those who got married. Who got married? You know, husband, wife, can you raise their hand? Wonderful. Okay, this is what I experienced, right? When my wife married me, and then he expect that I will change, right? But off all this year, I don't think I have, or at least, you know, to her eyes. I still, you know, the same guy that, you know, sometimes, you know, I butch out, and then, you know, I lose my temper, you know, and I do things without acknowledging her, you know, without telling her, right? And a man, me, you know, as I marry my wife, expect that, you know, she will be always remain beauty, and she won't change. But after 25 years, I know that, you know, she changed. Actually, she's becoming more beautiful in a different aspect. A mother is always beautiful. I mean, you know, I have two kids. And when we become married, then, you know, she become a different person. Yeah. And as I look at her last night, I mean, you know, she's more prettier than the first time that I met her. But marriage is change, but also a challenge, right? And the only way that we can live is if we continue to grow. And the only way that we can grow is if we change. And the only way that we can change if we learn. And the only way that we can learn if we get exposed to the different challenges unknown, as we embrace it. If not, then we will always remain as it is. And in Amos chapter 9, verse 9, that, you know, for behold, I will command and shake the house of Israel, and shake the house of this place, and shake the church, the people here. All the nation as one shaked with a sieve, but no pebble shall fall to the earth. We will be shaked. I mean, God used challenge to shake us, right? And sometimes, you know, when I first became a parent, I was so upset one day. And oh my, you know, son, what happened to you? Are you gonna change? Are you gonna become, you know, mature, right? So sometimes, you know, God will do that, but, you know, not, you know, shaking us physically, but putting us into a different situation, allow us to face challenge, allow us, you know, to do difference, to tell us that we are living, not just existing. We have to live, right? Live. Imagine that, you know, if you attend the same school, going to the same class, taking the same route, walking over there, and learning the same things, always 1 + 1 = 2, right? And seeing the same people, wearing the same clothes, eating the same food, day after day. Do you think this is the living? Do you think? No, right? You just eat and then breathe and then move around. And I've seen people like that. Those people, I mean, they have gone through a very, very difficult time of their life. And it seems that everything is sucked out from them. They don't have the energy. They don't have anything for them to move on. I mean, they lost their loved one. There are people like that. And some people, they lost their job. They lost the meaning. And they just sit here and don't know what to do. Just like you think about that, you know, if you don't change, it's just like a picture with just one single color. Do you think this is a picture? A song with one tone, a book with just, you know, pages of word, and there's no meaning and there's no purpose. Yeah. Then what is living? What is living? Yeah. It means to have reason for you to breathe and to draw. So that every morning when you wake up, you know, I'm grateful, I'm thankful. I have something that I want to move on. I can get off my bed easily and then brush my teeth and go back to work, go back, you know, to study, right? And when I eat with a thankful heart because, you know, not only for me to have energy on that, I enjoy every aspect. I give thanks to the people who prepare the meal, and I taste every aspect of the food, the saltiness, the sweetness, every component, right? So to feel that, you know, the blood flow inside, feel that, you know, the adrenaline, because there are things and people that will excite you, that you want to see, that you want to work with, that will fire you up. For example, I mean, you know, now you have a new service, you have a new place. This something will excite you, something that you want to do it for God, and something that, you know, you want to use this place to draw people in, to work together with them, to spend your life with them. This is something exciting. There can be no life without change and challenge. And this is the change that you're going through. And this is the challenge that you're facing. And to be afraid of what is different or unfamiliar with is to be afraid of life. Changes and challenges can shake us up and make us ask this hard question. Right? They wake us up from the same old, the routine. Wake up, you know, from... And this is one reason that why I encourage people to go on mission. I go on mission every year. Yeah. When I was in China, in different places, that give me excitement because, you know, I see different people and I share, you know, my life story with them. And they told me their difficulty, their challenges as well. When I visit their place, you know, in the mountain, then I know. Then I reflect myself how grateful I am, whatever that I receive. That I'm content instead of asking more and more. So when you go on a new environment just like this, you know, then doing new things, meeting new people, learning new idea, accepting new responsibility. I'm sure a lot of you may not have done PowerPoint handle all those, you know, sound equipment before. But you are given this. And some of you may not be going to say hi to people. You are all, you know, when I first became a pastor, I was very, very afraid, you know, to shake hands with them. And I still remember my first preaching. Oh my goodness. I don't even want to go back to that. My hand is shaking, my leg is shaking, but of course there's a pulpit right here, nobody see it. But the Lord give me these challenges. The Lord give me this unfamiliar territory. Allow me to go into that. And once I'm willing, that you will see a different kind of faith. You will taste, you know, a different kind of food. Anybody watch Avatar? Yeah. I mean, I love movie, right? Avatar is the first 3D, I shouldn't say the first 3D movie, but a movie that's with 3D that will wow you. Right? When I go in there, when I see the bird flying, when I see, you know, the people running, then I see a different kind of movie, and I read a different kind of story. And by you, all of them, embracing a journey together in this place, you will, like, see a different kind of movie. You're going through a different kind of experience. Your faith, your experience will be different. Instead of, you know, just reading the pages of Bible, then you know the power of God, the presence of God, the blessing of God in a different way, in a different manner. So the challenges the Lord give you will shape you. I still remember, you know, then you remember the story of Esther, the queen, in the book of Esther? I mean, he was chosen as a queen, right? Wonderful. I mean, you know, then with all kinds of food, with all kinds of clothing, with all kinds of, you can spend all the money to buy all the bags that you need, the LV, the Coach, right? And then you'll eat all kinds of food, right? But God said, hey, wait on, wait a minute. I'm going to give you a different responsibility, a different challenge, right? You're going to the king to tell them to wake him up, to tell him there's a plot against your people, right? I will not go into the detail of the story. Then you have the chance in Sunday school to read it, to read that. And it's a very dangerous move because, you know, at that time, nobody can see the king unless the king asks you to come to see him, right? He said, okay, I will do that. If I die, I die. But I ask people to pray for me, to work together as a team. I will take on that challenge. Right, and the end that she somehow, you know, see the king, and then dissolve the plot, and the end, all the people of Israel were saved, and now there's a festival to remember her called Ephraim. But if she didn't do that, you know, he made just a pretty queen in the history. Nobody will remember him, her. Nobody will remember, you know, the journey that he took. No one will remember the challenge that she faced. And no one will take on the lesson that she has gone through and then internalize, you know, as that journey. Yeah. I took on the journey of short-term mission because of that story. And a lot of people get excited because of that story as well. When you walk on a different path, when you take on a different challenge, then you will see a different scenery together. So this is, you know, behold, I will command and shake the house of Israel. I believe the Lord is shaking all of us together as we embrace that journey. You like butterfly? You love butterfly? Anybody? I mean, it's pretty, beautiful. And I know that, you know, there's a butterfly called Monarch, right? And they embrace a journey from all the way here in North America and all the way back to South America, back and forth, just like a Canada goose. And today I'm not talking about the migration, but I'm talking about metamorphosis. Yeah, metamorphosis, you know, as we studied, is one of the most wonderful phenomena in the nature, right? Butterfly goes through an amazing journey. From a caterpillar, the caterpillar is yucky, right? I mean, you know, I don't like it as well, to an adult. The process is very intense, but necessary. The caterpillar's body now is pupa, and basically, you know, when he goes through it, it's the entire thing is liquefied by digesting itself into a different form. And it is necessary because the cell and organs is, you know, it's no longer feed, you know, for butterfly. Imagine a caterpillar, it crawls, right? And then you use something to suck, or, you know, use this sucker to get the leaves. But the butterfly use what? Use wing to fly.
and also use this tip to go inside the petal of the flower to suck up, you know, the nectar. So everything is different. So how can a caterpillar be all the organ can be used again? No, it cannot be. So it has to go through transformation. The only way to go through transformation is to change and to go through, you know, a difficult process by dissolving everything, you know, in it and then reforming everything again. This is wonderful, right? And because, you know, the butterfly can no longer eat leaves and suck up nectar from the flower, a new brain to coordinate because it's no longer crawl from leaves to leaf, but fly from flower to flower to flower and develop in external part like wings, antenna, legs. It's a beautiful transformation. And it is also a necessary one to maturity from youth to adult. And same, for the same reason, challenge and change, like metamorphosis, will shape us. It will grow and transform us into a better person, a better Christian, a more mature Christian. James, in chapter 1, ensured us the benefit of challenge. They say, count it all joy, my brother. When you go through it, it's difficult, but count it all joy. It's joy. When you meet trials of various kind, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness, and less steadfastness have it all full effect, and you may be perfect. You may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. Not that, you know, you will have a lot of money, you have a big house. But when you go through the journey of faith, you will have enough. You will have the ability, you have the strength, you have the character, you have the wisdom that you need to go through it, to face it. Count it all joy. Sometimes it's hard. But not until we understand the challenge, as we understand metamorphosis in butterfly. Then we can count all challenges with joy. James reminds the believer back then, they face a much hostile environment than we do, right? At the time, you know, just the beginning of Christianity, right? Persecution is very common. Opposition is very common everywhere, right? And Paul encouraged them to face it, just like metamorphosis in butterfly. Challenges shape and transform them into steadfastness, the strength that they need to face the hostility and oppression. It's back then, but now for all of us here, you also need to transform and change as well. You all need, because you know you're facing a challenge of building a new church, building a new service, building a new community, and all of you has to go through it. So by equipping yourself, by ready making yourself ready for that, by going into new territory, by challenging yourself. And some of them, you know, you may not be good with people, but pray on that. You never know. Some of them may not be good with equipment, but try it. You never know. I mean, I still remember that when I was in seminary, I mean, one thing we're all afraid of, you know, public speaking. Speaking in front of people is very hard. But one of the teacher always encouraged us and then tell us that you don't know until you try. So when we look at the mark, I don't know, I get, you know, he's very generous. I remember that I did not do well and compare with the others. But as I look at my mark at the end, I did pass the course. And with that encouragement, now I can stand here to share the word of God with you. If I can embrace a new territory, if I can go on to a new venture, and the same for all of you here, and you'll be able to do that. And with that, then you see a different kind of faith. You will taste a different kind of faith journey. So, count it all joy. Remember that when you go through it. And when we talk about challenges, we always think about success, right? We talk about, you know, how good, I mean, God help us, give us strength that we, you know, we have done this, we have done that, yeah, we have achieved this, we have achieved that. But also failure, I just wanted to talk about failure as well. It can also help us to know who we are. to know us, you know, the sinful nature of us, to know our weakness, to know our inadequacy. Only by admitting and facing it, God can work on us. Remember this fellow, you know, he's the one that Jesus enabled. Remember, he is the one that Jesus enabled him to walk on water. Right? But eventually sink because, you know, he distracted and scared by the wind and the wave around him. Right? And when Jesus washed the feet of the disciple, he asked that, you know, to wash my whole, the entire body. Because he wants it. Yeah. No doubt he has a big heart. But he loved Jesus. Yeah. And in Matthew, you know, 26, you know, verse 35, he said, Peter said to Jesus, even I must die with you. I will not deny you. That's before, right? And all the disciples, you know, said the same thing. But in the end, what happened? We all know he denied Jesus. Not only once, but three times. But Jesus did not give him up. He restored Peter in his weakness, in his failure, in his betrayal. Challenges shape and transform Peter in a different way. Challenge can shape and also transform us in a different way. Jesus did not give up Peter, and he restored him. He gave him food and allowed him to talk to him, encourage him before, you know, he ascended to heaven. Yeah. And Jesus will not certainly give us up. When you think that, you know, you want to give up, quit, throwing the towel, ready to quit, think about Peter, think of David, think of many, many other characters in the Bible. A lot of them, you know, experienced failure, including myself. And the time when I fell, that's the time that God can work with me and pick us up so that I can, again, taste the strength and the blessing of the Lord, but in a different manner. Sometimes in a painful manner. But we all have to go through it. Before I move to the next point, I want to share, you know, one of my experiences. You know, I cut, you know, my hand. Yeah. And this is, you know, what happened when I, you know, cut through my hand. So when you cut your hand, what do? You call Terrain or Ephraim, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning, ask them to pray for you. Yeah, you can do that, but I hope that you won't, right? And I didn't call Terrain, right? But I Google. Google nowadays is powerful. So to see how a wound, you know, can get healed, right? This is what I find out, right? When you get cut, then an artery, you know, is cut, then, you know, you see, you know, blood is coming out, right? The exposed tissue, actually, amazingly, at the time when you have the cut, the tissue that get exposed will signal the clotting process to begin, which means that they will tell the blood to clot, to clot, and, you know, harden. Right? And the blood platelet in the blood began to adhere to the cutting edge. And they released chemical to attract more and more the blood platelet. And eventually, a big plate, you know, will be formed and then plug, you know, the cut. And then the external breathing stopped. And then internally, you know, there's protein called fibrin. And then they stick together to seal the inside of the wound. And then the blood will start a clot within a few minutes. To start, you know, the breathing. So this is amazing, right? And that's why, you know, I didn't call the Terrain 3 o'clock in the morning. I know that, you know, the cut will heal by itself, right? And then the blood, you know, will dry up and then form a scar. And then it protects. The scar is important. Sometimes, you know, when we feel so itchy, we take it out, right? So don't do it, you know, when you have that. It's supposed to protect the tissue underneath from germs. And at the same time, the white blood cell will protect the wound around the infection. And that's why, you know, sometimes when you have a cut, the things get swollen. So those things are happening, right? And at times you may see some clear fluid zooming, you know, around the wound. And actually those fluids are good. They help to clean up the wound as well. And they look ugly, but it also, you know, helps us. And then eventually, you know, the white blood cell kicks in and they help to form the new tissue. And then eventually the scar fell off and the new skin formed over. This is how it works. A lot of things work together, you know, in coordination, so that the wound can heal up. The same when we face challenge, we cannot, and we should not do it alone. Challenge somehow can show us that we are not alone. It makes us realize that there are people around us whom we can trust and depend on. In the 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 25, you know, verse 25 to 27, Paul tells us there may be no division in the body, but then the members may have same care for one another. If one member suffer, all suffer together. If one member is honored, all rejoice together. Now we are the body of Christ, an individual member of it. I remember when I graduated in 1987, quite some time ago, right? So I returned to Hong Kong. And as I go back to my old church, a lot of change. It seems that, you know, my friends, some of them, you know, move on, and some of them, you know, has gone, you know, to their new churches. So I don't have the sense of connection with them. And at the time that, you know, there's a church planting project comes up. And in housing estate called those from Hong Kong, you know that, you know, in Ma On San. So I take on that project, and I work together with people. And in the beginning, I'm hesitant. I don't know, right? It's a way for me to escape. But through doing the project together, they allow me to make new friends. Yeah. And in fact, you know, during the few years, you know, I also, you know, start working. I mean, going back to Hong Kong, start working as well. From study to work, I faced a lot of difficulty and challenges as well. There are things that I don't know how to do. There are things that I don't know how to handle. But with the friends that I met in the group, they help me. They support me. They pray for me. Yeah. And with that, you know, a new team is formed. A new community is formed. As we serve together, as we pray together, some people, you know, I even have the opportunity to interview, you know, a pastoral staff. Something, you know, I won't be able to do. And I learn a lot. And I work together, you know, with the team. Yeah. And I remember that, you know, we started with only 10 people. And when I emigrate here to Canada 2 years later, they grow to 150 already. So it's not the number that give me the most. It's the journey that we walk together that give me the most. I know that, you know, when I fell, they were there. When I stumbled, they were there. But when I'm happy, they were there as well. And still, you know, I'm friends, you know, with some of the people. And the pastor, the missionary that I work with, you know, he went to the Lord already. But the memory, but the experience stay with me. And with that experience, it strengthened me. And in fact, you know, as I look back, why I go to study to become, you know, full-time ministry, it's because of the experience that I had, the team effort that I enjoy, it's community. I mean, all of them are different, just like, you know, the 10 finger. But each one, you know, function different. There are people here, you know, you're good at leading worship. There are people here, you're good at doing PowerPoint. And people here, you're good at welcoming people. There are people here, you know, good at planning, arranging orders. But together you work as a team. But not only work here, you know, in the Sunday service, but during, you know, your day-to-day living, day-to-day life, when you fight with your husband or your wife, what do? You share, you ask for help. When you flunk your course, what do? You reach out. When you face challenge at work, when you get fired, or I shouldn't say fired, but let go, that happened all the time. And in my life, it has happened, you know, many times already. What do? You reach out, ask people to pray for you, ask people to support you. And forgive me to say that, I'm sure, you know, some of you will experience sickness. Yeah, I have friends, you know, they experience sickness as well. And that's the time that you work together as a team to rally support, to care, to help. Yeah. That's my experience. So that's why, you know, when you look at this, you know, tree, one leaf is not a tree, but, you know, many leaves together. It's a trunk. The trunk is Christ, and then together it's called tree. Then it's beautiful. Right. So challenges change, you know, will show you that you're not alone. There's always people around you. there's always people be with you. Wow, what time is it? I better move on. So, we're almost there. The last but not the least, challenge can also show us to God. Sometimes it pushes us to stay closer to God. I know that as well. Then I experienced this, you know, I'm going to explain to you with a story, a true story that I heard. And the last Christmas, you know, I have a gathering with a fellowship. That day back to my university day, right? I was here with the TCBC. At the time, you know, we have a wonderful counselor. Then they always take us in. I mean, at the time, we were called visa student, right? We didn't. Our parents, our home, you know, back in Hong Kong. But they open up the place and give us a place to stay. And they take us on. I mean, just like often, but they say, come to our place in Christmas, come to our place in New Year, come to our place in weekend. And then I feel the warmness, then yeah. Yeah. And after so many years, we have a gathering last Christmas. And this is, you know, the story from one of the counselors. She was diagnosed, you know, with cancer. And then immediately lined up with treatment. Everything, you know, was okay in the beginning. But further along, the side effects start to show up. There were sores inside the tongue. With the big things, you know, I mean, the feiti, then you know what is a big one, right? And in the body, there's the burn like painful. Make it very difficult to talk. Eat and swallow right here, right? And also they were fatigued, very, very tiring. Weakness, and also most of the terrible is hair loss. I mean, it's difficult. I mean, for guy, incidentally, we're okay, we just shave. Big deal, right? But for a woman, it's difficult. Right? When she looked at the mirror, it's shocking. You see? Yeah. And so, when he had that, eventually, you know, what can he do? So, shave everything off, and then put a hat over there, right? And then she went, you know, to her, later on, when she, you know, went to her friend to have, you know, a haircut, her friend told her that, you know, she couldn't do that. She couldn't do that. Because, you know, she can accept that, you know, she is going through such a tough journey, and she can, you know, cannot even, you know, have her scissor and over her head. So eventually, you know, somebody, you know, spoiled enough, the shaver, shave everything off. Right? And then constant muscle cramp and ache. And to make it worse, the drug to encounter the side effect caused insomnia. Insomnia, which you cannot sleep at night. It's tough. Right? And the problem is she needs to sleep so that she can gain the energy to fight this war of cancer. Right? And end up, you know, she had battled all the side effects. It is the very, very dark moment of his life. But it's in the very, very dark moment that she sends God. She sends God in suffering. She and only God understood what was going through in his body. And only God understood what is going through his mind, on her mind. Recognize the pain that she bore. Realize the loneliness she experienced. Amplifies the fear that she had. And she never told. And this is what she told us. She never, never felt that close to God. And this is her story. Yeah. We are all quiet here listening to her. I remember that. Fell for her, but at the same time marvel at the wonder of God, what God had done with her, to her, the amazing power of faith. I don't think people, even myself, will fully understand and appreciate, you know, hit this, unless we have walked down the similar path. But this is true. Challenge shows us closer to God. That's what God used. It makes us stay closer to God. And it is not only her experience, but many experience of the other. Job went through a tough time. But in the end, this is what he said. I heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eyes see you. This is the true experience of Job after suffering and suffering. And David, Right? That's beautiful Psalm. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be want. He makes me lie down in the green pasture. He leads me beside still water. He restores my soul. He walks through the valley of the shadow of death. I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Isaiah, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, and I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Again, I can go on it. But let me remind you, remember challenges change are good and necessary for all of us. They will shake us from our same old, so that we wake up, so that we will not do the same old. They make us realize that we are not living, we are living, but not existing. They shape us and transform us, just like butterfly, into a better person, into a person that God wants us to be, a mature person that will be able to help, to share, and give us the character so that we can move on to the next phase of our life, just like caterpillar to butterfly. They show us, you know, there are people always around us, show us a community that we can trust, we can depend on them. And last but not the least, that challenge will show us closer to God, to know that He is in suffering with us. After today, I hope that we all have a different understanding about challenges, about changes, especially, you know, the Lord bless you with this big task in front of you, and for you to experience Him, for you to grow in Him, for you to do it together, for you to move on to a next phase so that you can continue to grow. For that, I'll leave it with you. So let me pray. Dear God, again, we give thanks to you for this wonderful time. I pray that your word will rest in our heart and be with us, you know, as we serve, as we walk a different phase in our journey. For that, and give thanks to you. Listen to our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray together. Amen.